So yesterday we read how Gideon and his 300 men got this big victory over the Midianites. And how they smashed their pitchers and showed the fire inside them, the torches and inside the pitchers. And all these men, these Midianites, got scared and ran away, and they chased them. And they won this great victory. But, as always, and there's a problem. Judges 8, the men of Ephraim said to Gideon, "Why have you treated us this way, that you didn't call us when you went to fight with Midian?" They rebuked him sharply. Now, if it had been us, we'd have probably wanted to say to Gideon, to say to the men of Ephraim, if we'd have been Gideon, we'd have been saying, "Well, where were you? Where were you? You didn't want to help us. And now they come and complain. Why have you treated us this way, that you didn't call us when you went to fight with Midian?" They rebuked him sharply. Now, he was tempted then to be angry with them. He would have been tempted to say, "Well, I did it, and where were you? You didn't do it." But instead he said to them, "What have I now done in comparison with you? Isn't the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abiezer?" And he was from Abiezer, so he's saying, "Your grapes are better than my grapes. God has delivered into your hand the princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeeb. What was I able to do in comparison with you?" Then their anger was abated toward him when he had said that. Now, in the book of Proverbs, Solomon says that a soft answer turns away wrath. So sometimes when someone's mad with you and they say something that's really unreasonable, a soft answer turns away their anger. And that's what we've got to remember, that we're turning away people's anger by giving a soft answer and by not saying the obvious to them and arguing back with them. Gideon came to the Jordan and crossed over with the 300 men, exhausted yet pursuing. He said to the men of Succoth, "Please give loaves of bread to the people who follow me, for they are exhausted, and I am pursuing Zebah and Zalmunna, the kings of Midian." The princes of Succoth said, "Are the hands of Zebah and Zalmunna already in your possession that we should give bread to your army?" So they meant, if we support you and your soldiers, and then these men that you're fighting, Zebah and Zalmunna, they then beat you, then they're going to come and attack us. Gideon said, "Because of that, when Yahweh..." Who's Yahweh?
God.
That's right. When God has delivered Zebah and Zalmunna into my hand, I will tear your flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and with briars." So he believed that God was going... Idiot. He believed that God was going to give him the victory. And that's how we've got to act in life. That if we know that we're going God's way and according to God's will, we believe that he will give us the victory. He went up from there to Penuel and spoke to them in the same way. And the men of Penuel answered him as the men of Succoth had answered him. In other words, "No, we're not going to give you any food, because the men that you're fighting, maybe they might beat you, and then they'll be mad with us." So they had no faith, these people, at all. Gideon said to the men of Penuel, "When I come again in peace, I will break down this tower." Now Zebah and Zalmunna were in Karkor, and their armies with them, about 15,000 men, all who were left of all the army of the people of the east, 120,000 fighting men having been killed. There was just 300 men with Gideon. It's a great victory. Gideon went up by the way of those who lived in tents on the east of Nobah and Jogbehar and attacked the army, which was unsuspecting. Zebah and Zalmunna fled, and he pursued after them and took the two kings of Midian, Zebah and Zalmunna, and routed all the army. Gideon, son of Joash, returned from the battle from the ascent of Helez. He caught a young man of Succoth and asked of him, and he described for him the princes of Succoth and its elders, 77 men. He came to the men of Succoth and said, "See, Zebah and Zalmunna, concerning whom you taunted me, saying, 'Are the hands of Zebah and Zalmunna now in your possession, that we should give bread to your men who are weary?' He took the elders of the city, and thorns of the wilderness, and briars, and with them he taught the men of Succoth a lesson. He broke down the tower of Penuel and killed the men of the city." So, this is a bit like Jesus, then. This is a bit like Jesus. Because he now is saying to us, "Support me." And yet it's not clear whether he's going to win in the eyes of the world, But he will. And when he comes back, there's going to be judgment. It's going to be, well, where were you? What did you do? And so this is what we're doing by supporting the cause of Jesus now. That it all seems so pointless and that it's not going to come true, but it seems that there is no God. You look up in the sky, there's no God there. But we know that there is a God, and we know that Jesus is real, and that God is real, and Jesus really is going to come back. So then Gideon said to Zebah and Zalmunna, "What kind of men were they whom you killed at Tabor?" They answered, "They were like you, each one resembled the children of a king." He said, "They were my brothers, the sons of my mother. As Yahweh lives, if you had saved them alive, I would not kill you." He said to Jephthah, his firstborn, "Get up and kill them." But the youth didn't draw his sword, for he was frightened, because he was still a youth. It's like, if I asked you to kill a man, you wouldn't feel you could do it, could you? Then Zebah and Zalmunna said, "Get up and do it yourself, for as the man is, so is his strength." Gideon arose and killed Zebah and Zalmunna and took the crescents that were on their camels' necks. So then, the lesson from all that is that we should support the work of Jesus in whatever way we can, even though it might seem that it's not going to work out. But we believe in victory, and we believe that we'll be in the kingdom, even though we can't see that. But that's what faith is. Do you remember we read that in Hebrews? That faith is what you can't see. It's believing in what you cannot see. And that's what Gideon showed. He was sure he was going to win. And there was 120,000 men who were killed and overcome by just 300. So God always works like this. He loves to use little things. He loves to use little people, like you, and weak people, all of us. He really does. He really wants to use us to do his great work. That's why he used young Mary to be the mother of Jesus. It's why he used the little boy with 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. He always uses the little ones in whatever way to do his work. So don't think you're too little to be used by God. He will use all of us. And that's why he uses the weak people as well to do his work.